Hare Krishna, everyone. Here is a little report. Devotees are asking how I am, and particularly what I'm also doing. Some of the pictures that we sent out sort of give the impression that I'm laying down, and particularly when I do podcasts, laying down, then it sounds a little different. What is that concerned? Why do I sound so weak? And why am I laying down? So let me give you a little rundown up to date, and maybe that will give a clearer picture of what's going on over here. First, how am I? I'm considerably better. I'm in discomfort with the catheter, but that's what it's about. And I'm not completely pain-free, but I'm not in pain. And I think I'm doing better. I think the recovery is working. I think the medicines are having their effect, and the convalescence is beneficial. And especially devotees' prayers and concern and affection. And a week from now, I'll go to the hospital, and then the doctor will take the catheter out, and then I'll stay, not in the hospital, but I'll stay in Kapleshwar, Radha Vallabha, and Jai Shri have an apartment over there. So I'll just stay there, just near the hospital, overnight. So I'll be there for 2 days and see how everything functions without the catheter in. And if there are no problems, then I'll come back to New Vrindavan and probably stay here until the end of the month, just sort of gauging how things go. And at that time, we'll also sort of, dependent on that, we'll make some further medical decisions. Although any real long-term prognosis or was the cause of this inflammation benign or is it malignant, that will take a couple of months before we can actually do those tests, according to the doctor. Prostate inflammation takes a long time for it to really go back down to its normal state, and therefore be able to give a normal reading or true readings. Anyway, but more on that 12th or 13th. So that's how I am. What am I doing? No, I'm not laying down all the time. I think it would really take a lot to keep me down. I've never really laid down, except for when I can remember that I had malaria during the worst times. I was horizontal. Otherwise, due to Krishna's grace and my good karma, I've not been bed stricken. So, what do I do? I usually get up between 6 and 7. One problem or complication is that the catheter is uncomfortable enough to keep me from sleeping. So it's very difficult for me to sleep, and even when I sleep, then I wake up in the afternoon and not really able to sleep, which is sort of part of my daily regimen. And at night, it's not easy. And as soon as I get up, then I chant my rounds, and I walk out here in the garden for 2 hours, and then at 9 o'clock I do my exercises for my herniated disc for my back. And of course I can't do all the exercises because some of them require for you to be laying in your stomach, and I can't do that, or at least in moderate ways. But I try to compensate by doing exercises, compensate by doing the other ones that I can't do easily. although I can feel that my back isn't really satisfied with that. It's not enough. Perhaps a combination of laying down more than usual, and the other one is not being able to do my full round of exercises. That's causing a certain degree of pain or discomfort in the other area. Okay, then at around 9:30, I take a bath, shower, and do my body maintenance. And that takes time. Everything takes time. Everything takes many times longer than it usually takes. And Shamihari starts doing the worship of Radha Damodar around 10. And because I'm not, even if I'm deep, I'm not puja clean. So he does the worship of Radha Damodar, and he starts around 10. And then once I dress and put on tilak, then I chant my mantras that I usually chant. While he does puja, I chant mantras. And following that, I come out here, where I am right now, outside in front of the house, where the devotees have been here in order to speak, sort of what in India they call a khadi, a sitting place, which is more than the bed. And I lay down here, I chant Gayatri, and then I get to work. I participate in conferences, telephone conferences, Skype conferences, answer my email, I talk to the devotees on the telephone, I meet with devotees, and then that goes on until 1:30 when I have lunch. Yes, at 9:30 I have breakfast. Breakfast means I eat some of the unbelievably wonderful fruit that's ripening in New Vajradam. The king of which right now are, well, I even forget now, what's Shargabharat in English? Nectarine. They're so phenomenal, big, some gardens, they're like enormous nectarines and juicy, despite the fact that we don't have any rain. And it's like being in an oven here right now, it's really, really hot. But juicy and sweet and golden, and so. And then for lunch, I just have soup. I don't really eat anything other than that, nothing spicy. And I just have some soup. And then I try to lay down. I have a cot, very good camping cot, that I use, and I lay down downstairs because upstairs is too hot. It's really hot upstairs, probably in the 40s, even with a fan. And then I stay down, although I can't really sleep, but I stay down at least for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, depending how I sort of feel. I let my body rest, and I feel that different parts need that horizontal position. And I eat, by the way, I eat standing up. I have a little stand-up table that I eat on. And then I get up again, I chant some more, I attend conferences and meetings that I need to, and I move out around 5-ish to behind the woodshed where there's now shadow. And then I use the cot over there, I continue doing email, and then at 6 o'clock I go over for Gurarti so I can see Radhe Shyam. And as I mentioned before, I don't go in the temple. I go to the south of Nrisimhadev's temple, where if the windows open and the temple door, glass doors are wide open, and I can see Gaur Nataraj and Radha Shyamasundar. And that's when I can have darshan of them from the outside. When I go earlier in the morning, the sun makes it too dark over there. And then I come back and I continue with doing work that I can do, although I'm really pressed to keep up. I mean, I can't keep up. And thankfully, devotees are aware of that. And so I just try to prioritize meetings and things. Just as this evening, we're having a meeting. We had one yesterday, continue tonight, with Radha Kanta and Radha Krishna Prabhu about putting in an EU grant application for self-sufficiency and tourism-oriented grants. Let's hope that Europe has the money for them. But anyway, then we have the Bhakta program is down here. The Bhaktas, 15 of them, they're here at the farm for a week. And so I meet with them for 15 minutes or half an hour. And then after that, the devotees come over and we have a bunch of things, as you've heard, and some readings, sometimes Radha Leela reads a Krishna book, and then sometimes we need a reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and listening to the deliverance of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then the devotees go upstairs to see Radha Damodar around 8:30, and then things have cooled down. It's been really, really hot over here, which really makes everything extremely intense, hot and dry. And although today it's humid, and so around 9 in the evening, then things become very cool. It's refreshing, and then I eat half a paratha from Radha Damodar's evening offering, and maybe a little junk and potato. And then around 10 o'clock, I sort of lay down and start to try to take rest. And then throughout the day, that's it for the day, sort of. And throughout the day, I try to remember Radha Shyam. Ultimately, good health, bad health, things going one direction or another. If we can just remember Krishna, then it's all right. But the worst thing is not to be able to be in a condition where you can't remember the Lord. And that's how I am, and that's what's going on, and I hope that gives everyone a clear picture, and I'm also not wasting other devotees' time just with my own well-being or lack thereof. Hare Krishna.